What up, guys? Welcome back to Behind the Balance. I'm your host, Balancing Claire, and here we talk about all things health, fitness, lifestyle, you name it. I want to talk about it. Let's start off by saying I might be the worst podcast host there is. Now, I did have a lot going on. For those of you who like aren't steady listeners, the last podcast I released, I don't know if it was January or February, but I'm pretty sure it was January. It's now almost May. It's the end of April, so I've had a lot going on, but I definitely had time to sit down and record one. Maybe not in February, but definitely, no, maybe not in March, but I definitely could have in February and all of April. But me and my friend just started a podcast, Lauren Derwin. That podcast is called Healthy Differences. Sorry. I'm like kind of nervous. My voice is shaking. It's been a while. Well, it's been a while doing it by myself. But if you can hear my voice shaking, just ignore it. I'm sorry. Doing the podcast with her has actually got me back into wanting to do one for Behind the Balance, and I miss it, and I miss talking to y'all about what I talk about. So we're back. We're getting back into it slowly but surely. I'm going to give you a little life update before we get into everything, but today's podcast is just going to be about like new routines, new purpose, like a new life, getting back into the routine of things. I moved to this new city. We bought this house early March, and then we started moving in. Caleb's office got transferred here. I need to relax. I probably shouldn't be drinking this coffee. It's probably making me more anxious. But Caleb's office got transferred here, so we bought our first house. It is 2-bedroom, 1-bath. It's tiny, but it's perfect for us. I think it's almost 900 square feet. Not quite, but I'm sure you see on my Instagram and stuff. It's cute. It's perfect. I love it. It's not much to clean, but if you never owned a tiny house, when one thing is out of place, it just feels so dirty. Like right now, all my podcast equipment is set up and like there's bins and everything around me, and it just feels like I got a lot to clean up, but it literally takes 0.2 seconds to make the house look put together, which I love. Unless you got a husband like Caleb and you're constantly picking up hunting stuff around him. I'm just kidding. He helps a lot. But that's what we're going to talk about today. New routines, new purpose, starting a new life, closing chapters. I feel like it's a good topic to pick back up on after I've been gone for a while. There are some other topics I want to talk about. Like I want to recap eating, like my relationship eating. I want to recap. I know I put a podcast out about like how I eat in accordance to like clearing my acne, but I want to talk about my relationship with food and what it's like. I've gotten a few comments and DMs about talking about my relationship with food, and it has changed so much over the years. So I think that's a good topic to talk about. I want to talk about battery drainers, because I feel like moving to a new city, meeting new people, some people are just battery drainers and some people just light a fire under your butt and make you want to have more energy. So I want to talk about that. I'm just giving you a little recap of what the next few episodes might be like, just to get you want to come back for more. But hopefully you enjoy this one, and I'll get back into the swing of things and stop being nervous, and we'll get better at it. But let's do a little life recap. I'm obviously talking in circles, but okay, so we got this house in March. Me and Caleb since then have been talking about like looking for a place for me to work so I can start bringing in an income, because we do have like big goals and big dreams, and we definitely need... Caleb works hard, he makes good money, but we definitely need two incomes to, you know, get ahead and want to be able to achieve those dreams and those goals that we have, which we talk about a lot. maybe I should touch on that now. I think it's super important to have a spouse understand and support your goals and your dreams. I think I've touched on that before, but I think that's a huge part of working as a team. So I did apply for a job and I got it, and I'm starting next week. Actually, a week from today, I am starting, which is kind of why I wanted to record an episode today, because I was like, I might be out of my mind crazy and just exhausted in the weeks to come, but I will still try to find time to do this. No, I won't try. I will. I will find time to do this. I'm taking a sip of my iced coffee. So when we did move here, I wasn't working out. Like, I probably didn't work out for over a month. And I knew, like, that's super important. Well, it was super important to me, and it was super important for my sanity at a time. And me and Caleb were talking one night, and I've been struggling with, like, finding out, like, who I really want to be and what I really want to do. And I really struggle closing the javelin door, or I did. Like, that was a very emotional topic for me. So emotional that I went to see a therapist for the first time, like a counselor, and she basically said that it's something that happened and you never got a chance to, like, process it, because when it happened, you know, you saw a doctor and he said 2 weeks from now you're gonna have surgery, and then after that surgery, you know, you're just, like, fighting for your leg strength and your range of motion back, and you're just going to therapy 4 days a week. Like, you have no time to mentally process everything that went on in your head. So what happened is you took the javelin story and everything that you deal with in regards to javelin and you shoved it in a corner. So now when someone brings it up or the slightest interaction comes up and they mention that's what you did, or someone asks you what you do, it opens that door and it triggers you, and, you know, cue the tears, which I did go through that for a while. Like, the slightest little things, like, okay, one time I was picking up my dad's truck from, it had to get worked on. I had to go get something out of it. I was going to pick it up. Anyway, I show up to the dealership and I was like, hi, I'm here to pick up something at my dad's truck. Like, he, yada, yada. And the guy was like, Myers? And I was like, yeah. And I kind of, like, squinted my eyes, like, how did he know that? And he was like, pole vault, right? And I was like, javelin. And he was like, yes. And he was like, Taylor, right? And I was like, Claire. Like, he associated that with me. He said Taylor because that's my older sister's name. I think, I don't know how that happened. He just got confused. But when he associated me with javelin, it was like an immediate stab to the heart. Like, it immediately makes you nauseous. And I don't think if it's something you went through, then you can truly understand. But, like, to walk in there and him say, Myers, Myers, javelin, like, I know who you are. That's no longer me. Like, I mean, she is me and I am her, but, like, I'm not, if that makes sense. Like, that's not what I'll forever be known for. And I think most athletes have to go through that. Like, yeah, you did some cool things and yeah, you were good at what you did, but, like, that's not you and that won't always be you. And you kind of have to close that door, which is kind of what the counselor was saying. Just like, you know, you got to find a new purpose. You got to move on, basically. And I do think I struggled with that, because from 18 to 24 years old, so 6 years, that was me. Like, I made that my identity, and I probably, like, and I knew in my head, like, I would tell myself, like, how do people struggle, like, leaving their sport? Like, life goes on. You don't know what it's like until you're out of it. And I kind of revolved everything around that. Like, I worked out, not to be healthy because I wanted to perform well. I ate not to look good but and be healthy, but to perform well. I started an Instagram, and that's what people knew me as on there. I just shared my javelin journey. And then I made good friends that are still that's still my friends that throw javelin. So, like, that's what my world was. That's what it was surrounded in. So it to just be snatched right out from under me. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're going to struggle with that. You have to. Like, there's no way. I mean, can a sane person literally just wake up one day and your world's, like, not the same and not how you pictured it at all? It's just gone, and you know you're not getting that back, and just be like, oh, okay, well, what's next? Like, yeah, I thought that. What's next? But it was like, oh, shit. What's next? Like, how do I bounce back from this? And it truly, like, I'm about to mark, let's see, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe, like, yeah, I'm about to mark a year out of surgery. And the doctor told me a year out of surgery, it would take about a year out of surgery to be my full self, like, to do what I was doing before. And there's no way. Like, I don't jump. Jogging feels weird. Like, I think he lowballed me. But I don't know why I even said that. Oh, it took almost a year for me to, like, accept what happened, pretty much. Like, have I still accepted it? I don't know. Probably not, because when I talk to a friend, like, I still get super emotional, and the topic, like, kills me. But maybe moving out of the city and that I was doing all that in and starting a new life somewhere else with, like, just me and Caleb was good for me in a way. I don't think it's been good for me, like, being home alone all day and not having a job and not finding a new purpose, because I do kind of, like, sit and just think about what could have been. And, you know, and you can probably sit on Instagram and you can scroll through my stuff and you can probably say, gosh, she needs to close the book. She needs to close the chapter. Like, it's time to move on. Like, what's next? Like, you can't talk about javelin forever. And I know that. Like, don't think when I'm posting that I'm not going, okay, like, that was me. It's no longer me. I know that. And I know the book needs to be closed, but that's just my way of coping. And you can like it or not. Like, that's something I loved and I worked hard for 6 years. I don't just stop thinking about it. And I post everything on Instagram. Like, it's basically my daily journal, like a record of my life. So I'm going to post what I want. And don't think I don't sit there and go, okay, it's time to close the book and find a new purpose. I know that. Me and Caleb talk about that all the time, which is why, you know, back to the job, I really, really wanted this job, and I could see it having huge potential. And, you know, that was the first time I had to sit in front of someone and kind of, like, sell myself in a different way. Because in athletics, you sell yourself on performance, on strength training, on how to be a leader. Taking a sip of coffee. You just sell yourself in your daily habits and, like, your daily routine. But this was, like, a totally different way of selling myself. This was sitting in front of someone and trying to convince them to take my word for it, that I'm going to work hard, I'm what you need, like, I'll be a huge asset to your team. It was just a big change for me, and I know I worked Caleb and some of my friends crazy about it, because I was one friend, Briley, I text her day in and day out, like, just nervous and anxious. It's just not my realm of expertise. But now, put a team in front of me, I don't care who they are, like, put a team of athletes and tell me, you know, they're here, we need to get them here. Like, I can do that. I can sit in front of a young girl and tell her how to improve in her sport and coach her. But this is just a total different world for me and a different life. And, you know, I'm coming to accept that, you know, doors close. And I think it's the same. It feels, I said this before, and I said this in the injury podcast, it's the same as a breakup. Literally, it's taken me so long to get over it. And I just couldn't understand. But like the therapist said, like, I'm not processing things and I have nothing else to replace what javelin was to me right now. And nothing gives me that adrenaline or that competition. So it's been hard, but legit, it's been a breakup. And, you know, it just takes time. And I've come to accept that. But on top of that, you know, maybe it is, like I said before, maybe it is good for me. On top of that, I moved to a different city. At the rate we're going, I'm seeing my family like once every 3 weeks, which is hard. Oh my God, the coffee is giving me like indigestion or something. I really am sorry if you hate mouth noises. But seeing my family and seeing like my niece and nephew every 3 weeks sucks. Like, javelin used to make me cry, but like this is just such an emotional spot for me, and I don't know why. Like, I get so excited to go home, fuck, but every time I have to leave, like when Sunday rolls around, I just wake up in the worst mood. Like every Sunday that I wake up at home and I know, okay, I'm driving back today, like life starts again. It sucks every time. And I know, like, I've been living pretty much, let's sum it up, I've been living with my parents even after I got married because I got hurt. And me and Caleb lived behind my parents. So I've been living with my parents since I was born. Let's just put it that way. And, like, I used to just walk over for dinner. I saw them every day. Like, if I wanted to see my sisters, you know, I just said, okay, I'm coming, or I'm coming to get the baby, like, or I'm coming to see him. And God, that just gets swiped out from under you. I just feel like a lot has changed. And this is not me saying I'm not grateful for everything I have, because I have a great life. One second. I have a great life. I have a great husband who supports me in literally everything I do. Like, I don't have a crazy idea. Oh my God, I sound like my grandmother. I don't have a crazy idea to him, but it gets difficult sometimes because he moved out the house when he was 17. And he has told me that, like, when he moved out, he went through this, like, he doesn't get emotional, and it made him emotional moving away from home. And I'm just going through that. So, like, he understands it. Like, I'll come home after a 3-hour drive and I'll walk in here and I see him and I'll just start crying all over again, even if I ever stopped during the 3 hours. And then once the week gets going, it's good. Like, when the week gets going, like, I have things to do, I have things to accomplish. You know, I'm going to the gym. And I'm sure once I start my job next week, there will be no time for me to think about anything else. But I'm a very emotional person. I act on emotions, and I try not to, I really don't like when people say that's just who I am. Like, it's hard. I want to change, but like, I also know that makes me who I am. Like, I know acting on my emotions makes me feel different ways and makes me relate to people. So in a way, I want to be better. Because I don't want to act on my emotions in, like, situations that it could put me in a bad spot. But also, like, it's hard to explain. And I think if you're an emotional person, you get what I'm saying. You want to be better, but you know your emotions make you who you are. So I'm thinking, once my job starts and once I'm in this routine, being here and, like, being away from home might be easier. I know, like, your life has to go on. And for anyone who left home, I mean, I think it's normal. If you don't miss your family, you know, I just feel grateful that I have something to miss. Like, if I didn't have something to miss, that would mean something, you know? So I'm grateful. I have a family back home that I miss, because when I do go in, it's so much fun. Like, I'm grateful for every little hug, every little laugh, you know, like, I'm making so many memories when I go back home, because it's like an event, you know. I go home, like, we go eat, we do fun things, And I know it's 3 hours. Like, I could probably make a day trip. But when your life starts, it's not like that. Like, you can't. It's 6 hours. You know, I don't know. There and back. And, okay. Enough of that. I got to move on. Basically, what I'm saying is I'm starting a new life. And it really has kind of, like, really made me think about what I want out of life. Like, this moving and the, you know, starting my career and like following Caleb's, it really truly tells you what's important. Because, you know, like, you can have all the money in the world, you can have the best body, you can have the nicest house, but like, if you don't have something that you miss and people that you love, like, does it matter? You know, if you don't have a life that, like, you want to share with someone, like, you can't wait to go home and tell your mom this, this, and this, or call your dad, you know, when, you know, you had a good golf game, does anything else matter? And, like, I know you leave your parents and your family to, like, be one with your husband, and, you know, I know that he comes first, and he does, and we handle, like, seeing our family well, and he knows, like, it's hard for me. And thank God for him, because if, like, he was someone who, like, didn't understand or, like, made me feel bad for wanting to go, like, ugh, this would be way harder. Like, he knows what I'm going through and he gets it. So, it has just truly made me think about, like, what I want out of life, what kind of person I want to be, and, you know, the life that I want to build, even if that is here and we're never back home. You know, it's shown me that I need a new purpose, and the javelin door has got to close at some point. I mean, obviously it's closed, but, like, I've got to accept that at some point, and I've got to know, like, it's okay. Like, you can find a different kind of happiness and a different kind of motivation and a different kind of purpose in another, like, part of life. Like, you know, I hope I am truly, like, love every day of my job, and I'm obsessed with it, because I've always said I don't want to wake up every day and regret going to work. And I know there's going to be some days where you just don't want to, and I get that. But this is just all about a new purpose, like, putting my intentions somewhere else and my discipline somewhere else and building something different that's out of athletics and javelin, and falling into a new routine in a new city and, like, kind of starting a new life, and meeting new people. That's another thing. It was super hard. Like, you know, when you're at home, you'd say you want to go get lunch, or you call, literally you have 20 options to call. You say you want to go do this. Like, someone's going to say yes. Here, I've had to, like, truly step out of my comfort zone. Like, if I'm in the one and only coffee shop they have here, if someone's kind of close to my age, I will legit have to walk up to them and be like, hi, I'm Claire. Like, do you live here? Because it's a very touristy town. Like, there's tourists everywhere. I'll have to walk up and be like, do you live here? And if so, like, can I have your number? You want to follow each other? Like, I'm just trying to meet young people here. And that's scary to do. Like, first off, girls are weird, so you never know what you're going to get. Second off, like, I've never really had to do that because, you know, in your hometown, you just... But luckily, I did make a friend. She actually followed me. This is my friend that I do the podcast with. She actually was following Balance and Claire for a while, and then when I posted I was moving, she was like, OMG, I live here. We should meet up. And, you know, when girls say, like, let's meet up, sometimes it doesn't happen or whatever, but, like, we both made sure this would happen, and now she has truly made moving, like, so much easier. Like, when I need to go grocery shopping, I'll go pick her up, or, like, we started the podcast together, she comes over for dinner some nights. It's just good. It's good to have someone in your, like, someone in your court that, like, she's also an influencer. Her name is Lauren Derwin on Instagram and TikTok. It's good to have someone in your court who understands you and also, like, Caleb is my best friend and I will tell him everything, but like, he's not a girl. And there's just some things guys don't get. And yeah, I talk to all my girlfriends through the phone and tell them things, but like that face-to-face human interaction, like, it can't be beat. So that's another one of my goals while being here. I really just want to build like a good community of friends that we can call on each other. And, you know, if I need a day with the girls, like, I can have it, or if I need brunch. But it's not easy to do in a new city when you know no one. So like, that's part of like moving out, like getting into finding new friends and, you know, building that part of my life. Caleb's the same way. He's a pack animal, but he works all the time. I'm so sorry about the indigestion. I don't know what's going on. And I had like a good lunch. I did just eat chocolate though, so that could be. Let me tell you something. An iced coffee and a chocolate after lunch just hits different. Every day. That's what I have every day. Lunch, iced coffee, and a little piece of chocolate. Okay. I'm going to move on. I feel like something that has helped me a lot here is micro habits. Like, I know you've probably heard that before, and I wouldn't really call it that until I heard it on a TikTok, and this girl was talking about how micro habits make the biggest differences. Like, that's what starts the change of you becoming who you want to be, or you wanting to become a new person. Like, I have done it so many ways, and when I went all in, like 100 nothing, it dies so fast. Okay, you're probably thinking like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, you're changing topics. I am changing topics. I am closing the door on purpose and Javelin. That was me kind of giving a life recap. You know, moving to a new city, starting a new job, which I can't update you on yet, which hopefully it'll be in a few weeks from now. I can update you on like my new routines and my job and stuff. But now I'm talking about how micro habits have fully made my new routine easier, made my daily life easier, helps me get to like the new me I want to be. So micro habits are like basically teaching yourself how to be disciplined, but in an easier way. So like, micro habits could be, you want to start waking up earlier, but instead of telling yourself, I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. every day, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to work out at 7, and then I'm going to come home and take a cold shower. Like, that's just all in crazy stuff, and it never lasts. I promise you, it doesn't last. It doesn't create a lifestyle. You know, that's just not how life works. And if you do that, and you can, you're insane. Like, I don't know how you do it. Like, 75 hard, just my opinion on 75 hard, I don't agree with it. I just don't feel like that's a good way to make a lifestyle. Put your body through all this for 75 days. It's not like you're going to do that for the rest of your life. And then maybe it's a good kickstart, it's a good this, but micro habits is basically the opposite of that. It's doing little tiny small things that are easy throughout the day that gradually build for you to become that person you want to be. So back to what I was saying, if I want to wake up earlier, I'm not going to set my alarm for 5 or 6 a.m. every day. Right now, if I'm waking up at 7, I'm going to just start setting it at like 6:45 and slowly starting getting up at 6:45. And when 6:45 becomes super easy, or maybe it's 6:50 and you just play on your phone for 10 minutes in bed, which is horrible for your eyes, I know. And when 6:45 or 6:50 gets easy, you know, you start setting it for 6:35. Small little bitty changes that change the course of your day, and they gradually build up to create a new person and a new lifestyle and a new routine. Okay, so like, how that has worked for me here is, for a while I wasn't working out, and Caleb said, you need to start working out again. Like, you need those endorphins. Like, you need to start feeling that way again. You need to start feeling strong. You need to start feeling confident, because confidence is everything. And I think I have a podcast. It's been so long. It's probably been a year. I have a podcast on confidence, and it truly dictates everything, really, because, like, in my interviews, like, if, you know, I walked in there super confident and that meant something to them, walking into the gym and knowing you're about to get shit done, that's a confidence thing. It literally radiates off everything in life. Meeting someone new, they don't want to meet someone shy and hard to talk to, and, you know, walking into a room, own the room. Like, and I'm not saying I'm good at that, but I'm saying it's definitely something I want to get better at. It's definitely something, when I'm trying new things or doing new things, I want to be, like, the other day we went hit golf balls at the golf range, and there was not a single girl in sight. And I don't know why that affected me, but it did. But I told Caleb, like, we were walking up, and I was like, oh my God, I hate this. Like, I'm so anxious. Like, da 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 da. Like, you know, it just made me so nervous to walk up and learn to hit a golf ball, like, to do something new. And he was like, Claire, chill. Everyone starts somewhere. Like, you're not going to do good if you're acting like that. And it's so true. Like, no one cares that much about you. And no one cares about your daily life as much as you do. So you have to have confidence in yourself to make these little changes. And I feel like some people who can't make, which me, sometimes I can't make changes and things, but eventually I get there. It just takes me some time. But I feel like when you can't make changes in thing, it ultimately results back to confidence, because you're thinking, you know, I want to be a morning girl so bad, or I want to be a workout girl so bad, or I want to eat, but I just can't do it. I just can't change my ways. Like, that's a confidence thing, because, like, the girl who does change her ways is like, I can do this. You know, I'm not putting myself down. You are in control of all that. When your confidence is up, there's nothing holding you back. All right. I just lost my train of thought because I looked out the window and saw a bird. That's bad. So in regard to micro habits, lately I've been wanting to get up earlier, and I do this thing where I like to get up and I like my body to wake up, and then I like to go to the gym, because just waking up and getting dressed and going to the gym has never been my thing. And I know starting my new job, it's going to have to be my thing, because I'm not going to want to work at 5 o'clock when I get off. I'm going to have to do it before work. And today's Tuesday. These past two mornings, I've set my alarm and I have not gotten up. But I have set my, like, I'm usually getting up at 7. I've set my alarm for like 5:45. And when it goes off, my body is like just still sleeping. And I realize I slowly have to work myself back up to waking up earlier. Or, like, I'm doing things around the house that, you know, that I want. I'm struggling right now. So like, if I see the bathroom is a little dirty, and I'm not talking about like clothes on the floor, I'm talking about like dirty, like it's time to scrub. I used to do this thing where I'm like, okay, Sunday, I'm doing all of it. Like, Sunday's my cleanup day. Now it's like, okay, when I see it's dirty and I have time, I'm going to tackle it. And I'm not going to venture out to the rest of the house. Because sometimes I'll tackle something and I'll just venture to the rest of the house and use up my majority day cleaning. But now, you know, what I'll do is after dinner, I'll vacuum, or Caleb will vacuum. And that's an everyday thing. Now, the house is small, but like, we'll vacuum the kitchen and the living, and I don't know, if we feel like moving into the bedrooms, we'll do it. But just that micro habit of just taking out the vacuum and vacuuming something little, even if it's just the kitchen after dinner, leads to the house staying clean. So I don't prune. We just vacuum everything, even the hardwood floors. So that's kind of a micro habit thing I'm talking about. If you don't eat your veggies, just putting like 2 green beans on your plate and saying, okay, I have to eat these 2 green beans. And as time goes on, you learn to like them and you're like, you put in 10. Small things like that has been what's been getting me through this new life I'm starting. I don't even know if that was correct grammar. And my night routine, like, I'm gonna come home, cook, clean up the kitchen, vacuum a little bit, shower, and then I know that I'm gonna figure out what I'm gonna have something sweet, because I have something sweet every night. But it's in that same order, and nothing gets thrown off. Basically, I'm done eating by 8 every night. I'm having something sweet around 7:30, and I know that's good for like my digestive system. That's always been something I want to do, like be done eating by 8. So I just slowly started eating breakfast earlier. We used to eat it a little bit later, but now I know, okay, I'm gonna start cooking just a little bit earlier, and I'm gonna have it ready for when Caleb gets home. We're gonna eat then, we're gonna shower, and it just gives us so much more quality time at night. I know that's kind of a big jump. It's not really a micro habit. Another example would be like, I'm wanting to not get on my phone right when I wake up. So this is something I'm currently working on, because I will legit open my eyes and I will grab my phone, and that's the first light I see of the day. I'd really like to be able to open my eyes, you know, go through my bathroom routine, and I'd like to step outside and have my coffee out there, go for a walk. But I'm also struggling with, once work starts, like, how I'm going to have time to do that. So waking up earlier, like slowly starting to wake my body up earlier, just gives me more time in the morning to do those things I want to do. And I've just been realizing that a routine really changes everything. Even if like you don't work, or, you know, you have summer off for college, starting small micro habits or starting to build a routine very slowly. Don't say, okay, May 1st, I'm waking up at 5 a.m. I'm going to sit outside with my coffee. I'm coming back in. I'm getting dressed. I'm going to work out. Don't do that. Because honestly, I believe like life's too short for that. But slowly start building something. So like in the summer, like let's say you have off. Okay, I wake up at 7. Let's say you wake up at 7, you have your coffee, but you drink it till 9. You know, you're sitting on the couch, just sipping your coffee till 9, scrolling on your phone, watching Netflix or whatever. Slowly change that to, okay, I wake up at 7. I'm going to have my coffee till 8:30. And then I'm going to do this. I think holding yourself accountable and being disciplined to what you say you're going to do is also a total game changer, and for your confidence, because it reminds you that, okay, I said I'm going to do this, and I will do that. I can do that. Like, if I said it, I'm going to do it. And I also want to be that kind of person, and that's something I've been working on lately, because once I did kind of get settled in, I kept thinking, this is something that has been bothering me, the podcast not releasing episodes, and I kept thinking, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I haven't. And that's just me reminding myself that you're not going to do what you say. And I think, I really, truly think that's awful. And I know a lot of us do that. Like, yesterday I woke up, I said, okay, I'm going to go work out and I'm going to record a podcast. I didn't do either. I ended up watching Netflix and then going, I don't even know what I did. Just kind of wasted the day and was slow, because I also got in my head that like, this is my last week of not being able to do anything, of not having a job. So I was also like, I want it to be slow. Like, I want to have a slow week. And And, you know, that just got into my head. And then, honestly, it was okay. But at the end of the day, when the end of the day came and I sat down for dinner, I just felt like a piece of shit. I'm not even going to lie. I texted my friend. I said, I literally felt like a piece of shit. Because I didn't do anything I said I was going to do. And I know we all know what that feels like, wanting to get things done and having priorities and like saying you're going to work out and then changing your mind and not doing it. And then you literally at the end of the day said, what did I do today that made me feel good? Nothing. I was literally sitting on the couch, or I was sitting at dinner thinking I legit should have did that. I would have felt so much better putting my head on the pillow tonight and saying, okay, I got things I want to do done. And you remind yourself that you have discipline. What you tell yourself you're going to do, you're going to do it. No one wants to go to bed feeling like a piece of shit. And if you can sit all day and not do nothing and not get anything done that you wanted to get done, and you go to bed not with a care in the world, I wish I was you. I truly do. Even if it's like on a Sunday when I'm saying, okay, I'm going to wash every piece of clothes. When you tell yourself you're going to do it, do it. And I'm not saying I do this because I don't. I wish I do. I just think it relates to everything, to discipline, to confidence, to believing in yourself. When you say you're going to do something and you do it, like, that just builds confidence within yourself. Like, these past 2 days, I said, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to go work out. And I worked out today, but it wasn't early. But I'm still so glad I did it. Like, I'm not going to go to sleep going, like I was last night going, whew, you didn't do nothing. Like, I hope I'm getting my point across. If you really want to get into routine, start small. Micro habits. If you want to wake up at 6:30, you know, start setting your alarm for 10 minutes earlier every day until that becomes easy. 10 minutes more, 10 minutes more, and so on. Now, as a girl, there's going to be some days, like when I'm on my period, I'm sleeping as much as I can. That's different. If you want to start eating more vegetables, start with 2 bites. Build it up. Don't go all in. It never works. And if it works for you, you're crazy. But just start holding yourself accountable. Be a little more disciplined, and it will truly change your confidence. Nothing changes my confidence, and I know you will feel the same, like holding yourself accountable. Like when Caleb comes home and he said, did you have a good day? What did you do? And I tell him I did this, and the get. I'm like, I'm a boss bitch. Boss babe. I did all this. And I feel good. Like I'm in a good mood. Like we're chatting about things. I'm telling him I did this. But when he comes home and my day's slow, and he's like, what'd you do? And I'm like, it's all right. Like, blah. You know, that's the other thing. Just do it for yourself. But start small. That was my last 2 cents about micro habits and discipline. And I know you're probably thinking, how does that tie in? But it does. Like, it's tying into my new life so much. Because micro habits, like, you do give yourself a little grace. You're like, okay, I'm working on that. It's small. It's very small, so if I miss it, it's okay, but I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to make it better. But starting a new routine and starting a new life, they're so important. So important. Now, I'm very excited to start my new job, and I also feel like once I do, and I'm working a 9-to-5, I will be able to relate so much better to y'all, because I know majority of my followers have a job, and like I know y'all all have a job, and I'm gonna be able to relate so much, because I know sometimes you probably go on my Instagram and you're like, well, she's working out at 9 a.m and 10 a.m and coming home and cooking, and that's not everyone's everyday life. So I think we're gonna relate on a much bigger level. And like, even if you're in school and you're going through college, like, you still can't work out at 9 and come home and cook a meal and, you know, cook a full meal for your husband. Like, it's just not normal. Hopefully one day it's what I'm doing. I'm excited to see like this new routine and this new life and growing this new purpose and seeing where it takes me. and also relating to y'all on a whole new level, because I will be having to stick to a routine or things won't be getting done. I will be having to work out in the morning because I know I'm not going to want to work out at 6 p.m. I will be having to meal prep food because I know I'm not going to want to buy food out every day for lunch. It's going to be a whole new life, a whole new lifestyle that I've never experienced, but I know we're going to relate on some level. So I'm super excited for that. It's going to, you know, going into it with confidence and, you know, showing what you can bring to the table and stuff like that. It's going to be a new experience, and one door is going to close and another one's going to open. And I'm excited to share that with you guys. I hope you related to this podcast on some level. I know it included a lot, and I'm not sure what I'm going to title it because it included so much, but I hope you can relate to it in some way and what you're going through in life and your routine and what you're trying to accomplish and in your confidence and your purpose. And yeah, and I always want to hear feedback from y'all. So slide up or message me, you know, do the shebang. This was fun and I missed it. But until next time, love ya. Mwah.